Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
It's a home.
All right, but in which categories would you say it fits in?
Condominium.
All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Own it? All right. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
1980s.
Mid-80s? All right. We can just put 1980 around 1980. Thank you. So have any upgrades or modifications been made to the property?
Well, of course.
Would you mind specifying? Like, are they, for example, roofing upgrades or drainage upgrades, impact windows, etc.?
Yes, but new roof after 2020, new roof.
All right, thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for? 12 years. All right, thank you. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the categories are tropical storms, Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2 hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes.
Ian was a Category 4 or 5, I'm not sure.
All right. So I believe Hurricane Ian was a Category 4 hurricane.
Okay.
So has it been just that one? It's all right if it has. No worries.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No? All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I'm not concerned.
All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Put the hurricane shutters down.
All right. Put hurricane shutters. All right. Would it be just that one?
I have a generator.
Generator, all right. Thank you. So let's say turn on generator. I'm assuming it's power, right? Power generator?
Yes. Why are you asking me all these questions? What's the purpose?
Well, the purpose for this one is since we're doing kind of like an investigation slash like research on hurricanes and how people prepare for it, these are kind of just like the questions we have. Because then, for example, the next one is, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you begin to prepare it when a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours? Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
We're already prepared.
Already prepared? All right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very sure.
Very certain? All right. Could you please select what are your top three sources of information? And the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, or print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Television, social media.
All right.
Internet,
all right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
A 4.
All right, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane slash storm? And the list goes, cost of childcare, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance. Or would you say that none of the above have impacted your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
None of the above. All right, thank you. Are you aware if your home is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Yes for both, or yes for one of them specifically?
Flood, probably.
Flood zone, all right. Do you happen to know the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, high risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
No idea.
No idea? All right, no worries. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If I'm ordered to, yes.
All right, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, to another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Local shelter.
Local shelter, all right, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One, all right, thank you. Do you happen to know what the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy is?
I do not know. We have condominium insurance. Covers the building, and
all
we
right.
have a policy to cover interior.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So how confident are you that you could come up with at least $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain you could come up with it? Could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not come up with it, or you're certain you could not come up with it?
I definitely can come up with it.
All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or has it increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
Increased somewhat. All right. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Increased somewhat.
In the past 3 to 5 years?
I don't remember.
Don't remember, all right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
Don't remember.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So as a result of your increase in, like, insurance, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just continue paying the higher rate?
Continue the higher rate.
Continue the higher rate. All right, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement for which you're comfortable insuring? Would it be 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
I'm not sure. Probably 80%.
All right, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I wouldn't move from my home.
Wouldn't move? All right, thank you. So, as we know, in recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So, would you consider this if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't have a mortgage.
All right. So, hypothetically, like, let's say you did have a mortgage and it was paid off. Would you consider this?
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
All right, no worries. So if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? Do you think it would be the federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Probably state and federal.
State and federal. All right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Pardon me?
that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't understand.
All right, well, no worries. So that one, that the local land use plan takes into account hurricane risk, I believe that this means that the way they're distributing land and the way they're, like, building on top of it, it takes into account hurricane risk. Well, it's all right. We can just get to the next one. So the next one is, yeah, that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Do I take into account hurricane wind risk?
Oh, no. That new development take into account hurricane wind risk.
New development? Well, they should.
Yes. So how confident are you about this, then?
I'm confident.
All right. Is it a 5, then? Like, very confident?
Very confident.
All right. How confident are you that new developments take into account flood risk?
Very confident.
And how confident are you that building codes are as strict as these should be to mitigate loss?
Very confident.
Very confident. All right. Thank you. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances could be affected?
Yes.
Yes for both?
What's both? What was the first one?
The first one is, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And the second one is, if you think, like, because of this sea level rise, it will affect your property or your finances will be affected?
I don't believe sea levels are rising.
All right. So most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation. They're especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned. All right. When you purchase,
we never
your
got
home,
any water. We never
oh,
got
all right.
any water during Ian.
All right, nice. So when you purchase your home, which characteristics are the most important? And you can select up to 3 options if you would like. And the categories are neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
We just picked one we liked.
All right. So just picked a home we liked. All right. Just picked a home we liked. All right. Thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would it be, like, less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, or 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I'm 87 years old. As long as I'm alive.
All right. Well, we can just put 1 and 20.
As long as God lets me live.
All right. So finally, we're almost done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. We're about 95% done. So the last 2 questions I have are just for demographic reasons. So could you please tell me your age?
I just told you.
Oh, right. You said 88. I'm so sorry. All right. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
3.
3? All right. How many of them are under 12 years old?
None.
None? All right. And how many of them are 65 years or older?
All of us.
All of us? 3? All right. Thank you. What is your marital status?
I've been married almost 66 years.
Wow. All right. Congratulations. So what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
I completed 14 years.
14 years, all right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
Pardon me?
What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
I'm white.
White? All right, thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English, all right. And could you please tell me your income range for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you categories and you tell me which one you fit in.
30,000.
All right. So will that be 20,000 to less than 30,000 or 30,000 to less than 50,000?
20,000 to 30,000.
All right. Well, those are the questions I have. So we have completed our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.